o'clock. So we will call the administration committee meeting for Wednesday, June 17th, 2020 to order. We have, Rob is the only one in person, correct? And then we have myself, Alderman Plocher, Alderman Peterson, Bart, Aaron, and Marlis, all the, and Tyler Bachman as a guest, all the Zoom. So with that, any citizen comments? All right, moving on. We have minutes from May 20th, 2020. Any comments on those? All right, take those as presented and approved. Next item is new business. New business admin 2020-40, the budget reports for May 20th.
Okay, we've got a nice long memo in the packet. It's the one that we've been taking to City Council, and we updated it with the income tax, sales tax, use tax, and MFT estimates that I verbally presented at the last City Council meeting. And then additionally, we do have our normal budget report for the first month of the new fiscal year. So we'll rehash the budget memo in general, but you know, same information that was presented the other night at City Council still applies. Income tax is down, or will be down, but not as much as we have planned for and feared. Use tax is actually up slightly, which was not necessarily a surprise given the trend to online sales away from in-person sales. And MFT, we have our first month of actual revenue post-pandemic, well, currently in the pandemic. And that was not a revenue stream that we had estimated, so we've got a little bit more certainty there. So, there's a general statement from Rob in the memo that says, we've planned for $1.3 million in cuts. And I think we're cautiously optimistic that we won't have to cut that much. But we need probably another month to really say that definitively. And then additionally, some of the things that have been on the list with salaries and union negotiations and some other things, are kind of coming into picture as maybe not coming to fruition. The City Council has expressed some interest in, continuing with certain things, cable consortium, et cetera. So I would anticipate that after next month's sales tax report, which will represent April consumer sales, we'll have a pretty good idea of what we should be going forward with as far as targeted cuts for fiscal year 21. I will say that in general, and we've looked at some of the business level data, and there are businesses in town in the food industry and in groceries and hardware that are doing much better than they were pre-pandemic because everybody is not going on vacation. They're buying things for their house. They're spending money on groceries. They're ordering takeout, those types of things. So, and that's why our sales tax numbers have been, not really impacted yet by the pandemic. We think it's just a change in consumer attitudes. So, obviously as people are continuing to be out of work over the next few months, that could be impacted. And it could end up with us seeing the impacts of a recession, much farther into the future than we had expected. So with that, I'll leave it there. And if anybody has any questions, I'm happy to take them.
Anybody have any questions or comments on this? I mean, we've seen the most of this one, and if anybody has any comments on the typical budget report. Hearing none, we will take that, and that's it, informational. I always forget those ones. So then our next item, 2020-41, Treasurer's Report for May 2020.
Well, as you can see, the ending and beginning fund balances have temporarily fallen off as we are working to finalize those for FY20, and I would expect them to reappear starting next month with the July admin, and then we'll finalize those in August and September, and then we'll present the audit with the final numbers in October. But that being said, May revenues, which are year-to-date revenues, totaled $1,529,011, and our year-to-date expenses, which are May expenses as well, have totaled $1,763,918.
Any questions or comments on that for Rob? All right, that one we move forward to City Council. If anybody has any objections, maybe on the consent agenda. Next item is 2020-42 cash statement for April 2020.
This is a informational report. As always, we have our cash balances for all the city's various funds on the first page, and then our CDs, our investments, on the second page.
Any questions or comments on these? All right, that one again, informational for us. Next item, 2020-43 website report for May of 2020.
The trend is upward for the month of May. This is when we get into our usual festival seasons. So we'll see how the traffic continues in without some of those planned festivals, such as summer solstice. But the trend is looking upwards. And we did have our highest post in city history on the city page, and that was the outdoor dining options for restaurants that came in at over 30,000 reach for our site was pretty amazing. So we'll continue to track this, but if anybody has any questions, please let me know.
Any questions or comments on that? It does look like Parks and Rec is doing okay with their posts. They're frequently on there, putting a lot of material out there since they can't have as many functions going on. So it's good to see, as well as the PD. The PD has been very active lately as well with their posts. So looks like all around postings are doing well, even though everything's different. All right, anything else? That, again, is informational. Our next item, 2020-44, required reporting to municipality by YPD Pension Board.
And this is just a standard required reporting that the Pension Board, via me, submits to City Council every year. Typically, we do it in May of each year, but this year we're doing it in June because the May Pension Board meeting got canceled. They got rescheduled to next Tuesday before City Council. But that being said, just to give a quick overview, and this is all information that you've seen before as part of the 2019 tax levy process. So for fiscal year ended 2019, the fund's assets did go up about 12% to just above $10.5 million. It was a crucial year for the fund. Back in September, they exceeded the $10 million mark, which allowed them to increase the allocation of the portfolio that they invest in equities. So before, it was statutory limited at 45%. Now they can go up to 65%. So you have more risk, but you also have the opportunity for a greater rate of return. Section 3B, again, just shows the amount that the actuary requires us to fund. And that's the exact amount that we funded, about $1.23 million for the 2019 tax levy process. And we're in the process collecting those proceeds right now and remitting them to the police pension fund as we receive them. The good news is that the overall funding percentage continues to increase. It went up about a little over 3% at the end of FY19. It was 45.6% at the end of FY18. And right now it's at 47.1%. The fund had a good year. It had investment returns that yielded a little over 8%. If you recall, the benchmark is 7%, so the fund did exceed that for fiscal year 19. Looking ahead to fiscal year 20, I don't have the exact actuarial numbers as of yet. Those will be available later this fall once the Illinois Department of Insurance report is completed and the annual audit is completed as well. Right now, I did do a money-weighted rate of return for the portfolio. It's tracking about negative 1%, which isn't great, but it's not as bad as it potentially could be with the big swing we've had in the equity markets since the pandemic slash recession hit in February. So again, those numbers will be available later on this fall. I would expect them to go up Now, the exact dollar amount, of course, at this point is unknown, but as that amortization window, meaning as we get closer to 2040, we just have less and less time to get the fund up to either 90% as required by statute or 100% as required by our funding policy. So as we get closer and the audit numbers get finalized and we get closer to our tax levy discussion, we'll certainly revisit this with new information, and we can also perhaps review our fund balance policy to see if we want to adjust that target down at all from 100% where it currently is. So again, this is just a informational item. There's no formal action required by council, but we're just presenting it every year, as we always do, as part of the requirement of state statute.
Thank you, Rob. Does anybody have any questions or comments on this one? We'll take this to city council. And I assume, Rob, you'll do a brief synopsis again at council on this one?
Certainly.
All right. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Next item is old business 2020-38 cable consortium.
I have a few updates there. First, I did attend the cable consortium meeting last week, actually. So early June, and our notice that we provided the cable consortium was for membership through the end of June, if you remember correctly. And so North Aurora is out at the end of June for sure. They are not reconsidering at all. So we had a little bit of discussion as to how much money would be left, what the assets are, what Plano and Sandwich, wanted to continue to participate in the consortium, whether we would reconsider our position and our notice of termination, and a couple other things. And so there's going to be a nice long memo for the city council meeting next week that basically asks the city council to consider extension of our participation in the consortium for a few months. What I think is going to happen, what the consortium members have told me, is that they're going to draft a bylaws amendment for the next meeting that would allow participation in the consortium to be withdrawn at any time, not necessarily tied to a one-year term, which is why we, pulled out of the consortium or provided notice that we were going to pull out of the consortium back in March. So that would allow us to figure out what's going to go on with the consortium here for the next few months, or longer, depending on how long we need. So the two employees that have been working with the consortium are actually employees of Waubonsie. And so Waubonsie then invoices the consortium for their expenditures. So because Waubonsie is pulling out of the consortium in full, those employees are being terminated as of the end of July. So the consortium's expenditures are almost entirely based on personnel expenditures. So, all the training, all the supplies that they have that normally we would consider to be, ancillary costs to having an employee were basically either borne by Waubonsie or won't exist here in the future after they're gone. So there's an opportunity for us to continue to discuss the consortium model and how we deliver public access TV without incurring any expenditures with Plano and Sandwich. So Plano and Sandwich have expressed interest in continuing some sort of public access TV studio model. Based on my preliminary discussions with the school district, who is also interested in potentially partnering with us for a cable consortium type model, we're going to vet that out here over the next couple months, as long as the city council is okay with that, and then kind of figure out what we're doing there, and then at potentially no cost to us. So we will continue to collect cable franchise fees from the agreement, which, as far as I know, are not restricted in their use going forward. So we can either, while we're on pause basically with consortium expenditures over the next couple months, we could bank those up and use them as like a starter fund for whatever we do next, or use those for any other purpose. So the consortium itself, after they pay out employees through July, should have around $30,000 or $40,000 in actual liquid cash left over that if we disbanded the consortium, we then could split between the three municipalities that are left. There are also equipment assets in the TV studio that are still owned by the consortium. So those could either be liquidated or used by another entity for a cable consortium type model. So there are a number of things to discuss related to our continued participation and what it looks like and how the service is delivered and if we want the service to deliver. And there's a real reason in the form of the assets of the consortium for us to continue to remain in the consortium, at least for a few more months to kind of figure out how that's going to go. The one thing, even though North Aurora has exited the consortium, they did make a motion at the meeting to give themselves a piece of whatever assets the consortium has for up to a year after they've left the consortium. So they made the motion, but nobody seconded it, so it died. I didn't know how we felt about that, and so I couldn't commit to it at the meeting. But Plano and Sandwich, also kind of deferred on that, too. I don't think it would be unreasonable for us to, if we end up disbanding the consortium, a month from now, for us to give them a cut. But there is no legal obligation for us to do so. So I just wanted to raise that and make sure everybody knew about it. So the city council agenda will be some complicated form of a resolution or a motion saying something to the effect of rescinding our withdrawal in the cable consortium for at least another month while we figure out if the bylaw amendments that were discussed last month's meeting are actually on the agenda and in a form that the consortium can vote on, and that Plano and Sandwich have to change their mind in the next month and don't want to just disband the consortium or not allow us to continue in it. So I think that's, a hiccup like that is unlikely. My guess is the bylaws will be on the next agenda, they'll vote on them, and then that gives us some time to discuss what we're doing with the consortium with minimal impact of cost. So that's everything I know about the consortium. Happy to take any questions if anybody has them.
Any questions or comments at this point? All right, good information, Bart. I appreciate all that information that you've provided. I'll talk to this guy later. But with that, we'll look forward to seeing that at the council meeting Tuesday and move forward from there. So I appreciate you going to that meeting, Bart. That was helpful to get that information firsthand. So, all right. Last item on the agenda, old business 2020-39 governing ordinance discussion. As you notice, there's nothing in here at this point. I talked to Bart about tabling this, pushing this off till next month, unless somebody really wants to talk about it right now. All right, so we'll bring that back next month to discuss. Does anybody have any additional business? None? All right, quick meeting, I appreciate it, and I guess we can adjourn at 6:18.
Thank you. Have a good night.
Have a good night, everybody.
Thank you.